I was riding in an elevator with Mimi Johnson, who's someone I knew in the past during the Cunningham years. It was 5 years after I had made a piece that I had titled Lazy Madge, Lazy and the Woman's Name Madge. The conversation wasn't too lively in the elevator. We were both tired. But suddenly she lit up and said, "Douglas, Lazy Madge, you mean Lazy Madge?" I liked the delay of 5 years before she got the pun. It reminds me of that I went to a show at Baruch College, which was both poetry and sculpture. I don't know what they thought they were doing, but on the wall was a shovel, a snow shovel, a very common-looking snow shovel. And it said under the shovel, Marcel Duchamp. This was about 10 years ago, maybe, and I said to myself, that's not possible. How could they have Duchamp's shovel in this little college? Well, they have no clout about this place. Then I took another look. I said, maybe not. Maybe they just went down to the store and bought that shovel. Isn't that amazing? Duchamp has managed to travel through time by having an idea that didn't require the object to be the original. I know that's not a new idea to you, but still, there it was right in front of me. An average snow shovel sitting on the wall with his name on it. Is this related? I just did a piece in New York called Cassations, and people were saying things like positive, optimistic. Weren't you just here a year and a half ago singing this song? Pardon me if I don't improvise this part. I want to die, I don't know why, it's all unclear. Oh dear, oh dear. You left me mad from what we had. I live in fear. Oh dear, oh dear. Where are you now? I'd like to know. Me, I'm still here. Oh dear, oh dear. There's more, but let's move on. I was riding in an elevator with Mimi
Mornings
Johnson.
Who's it talking?
Mornings I remember. In the past, during the
I grew up in the hills.
5 years
in back
after
of Stanford
I
University
that I had titled Lazy Madge. Lazy and
one of my responsibilities was to walk down to the barn, which
the
is
conversation
just
wasn't
a few minutes
down
the hill.
We were both tired.
And to feed the horses.
She lit up and said, "Douglas, Lazy Madge. You mean Lazy Madge?"
In the winter, sometimes
I like
there would
the
be
delay
a thin
of 5 years
layer of ice
she got the
on the water trough.
It reminds me of that I went to a...
I found that fascinating, and I would touch it and sometimes break
show
it.
At Baruch College, which was both poetry and sculpture.
In 1950,
I don't know what they thought they were
my
doing,
parents apparently, in trying to
the
save
wall
their marriage,
was a shovel, a snow shovel, a very
decided with another family
shovel.
To drive to
Fairbanks,
and it
Alaska. Said under the shovel, Marcel Duchamp.
It
was
took
about 10 years ago, maybe. I said
6 weeks or 2 months or something. We camped
so
all the way.
Duchamp's shovel in this
and
little
one time we took a
no
detour. My father was
then
eager about
book, I said, maybe
driving
maybe
on an even worse
the
road than the unpaved Alcan Highway.
Isn't that amazing?
And we arrived late at night, and it was a little cabin with no heat,
a bungalow,
just
didn't require
just a wooden thing to sleep on.
I know that's not a new idea.
And he was all excited, but I was just dead tired. And I didn't know what the
average
big deal was.
Shovel.
He said there was
it's
a amazing mountain
here
that we should see. But we'd also heard that often it's fog and you don't see anything foggy. The next morning,
he rousted me out and said,
I just did a piece
of
work called Cassations.
And sure enough,
people were saying
there
things
was
like
this
flat rolling countryside
stick.
behind which was the biggest thing I'd ever seen.
Weren't you just here a year and a half ago?
Huge Mount McKinley.
Singing this song
was worth it. Pardon me if I don't improvise this part.
I want to die, I don't know why. It's all unclear, oh dear, oh dear. You left me mad from what we had. I live in fear.
I'll sing one of the later verses with the next one.
Oh dear, oh dear. Where I was grace, now's empty space. Made way for tears, oh dear, oh dear.
There's more, but let's move on. Seven. Ooh.
I was riding in an elevator with Mimi.
Mornings, who's talking?
Mornings, I remember.
In the past, during the
I grew up in the hills.
It was 5 years
in back of Stanford University
that I had titled "Lazy Madge."
Lazy.
And one of my responsibilities was to walk down to the barn, which is
conversation
just
wasn't
a few miles down the hill.
We were both tired,
and to feed the horses.
She stood up and said, "Douglas, Lazy Madge. You mean Lazy Madge?"
In the winter, sometimes
I like the delay,
a thin layer of ice
she got the
on the water trough. It reminds me of
that I went to.
I found that fascinating, and I would touch it and sometimes
show
it
to Baruch College, which was both poetry and sculpture.
In 1950,
what they thought they were
my parents, apparently in trying to save their marriage,
was a shovel, a snow shovel,
a very
decided with another family to drive to
Fairbanks, Alaska,
under the shovel, Marcel Duchamp.
It took
about 10 years ago, maybe.
6 weeks or 2 months or something. We camped all the way.
In this
and one time we took a detour. My father was eager about.
I said,
driving on an even worse road than the unpaved Alcan Highway.
Isn't that amazing?
And we arrived late at night, and it was a little cab with
no heat.
I had
just a
wooden thing to sleep on.
I know that's not a new idea.
And he was all excited, but I was just dead tired.
And I didn't know what the
deal
was.
He said there was a maiden mountain here that we should see. But we also heard that often it's fog and you don't see anything.
The next morning, he rousted me out and said,
I just did a piece of work called Cassations.
And sure enough,
people were saying,
where was this flat rolling countryside
stick?
Behind which was
the biggest thing I'd ever seen.
A year and a half
ago, Mount McKinley.
I've seen this song.
It was worth it.
Pardon me if I don't improvise this part.
I want to die, I don't know why. It's all unclear, oh dear, dear. You left me mad from what we had. I live in fear.
Sing one of the later verses with the next one.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Where I was grace, now's empty space.
My mother liked music.
Made way for tears, oh dear, oh dear.
When she died, my sister said,
more,
who was a dancer also, I want to do a dance for her. And I said, I'm going to write something. Okay, are we going on? Ten. I read somewhere.
I was riding in an elevator with Mimi.
Mornings,
who's talking? Mornings, I remember
that the body.
I grew up in the hills.
Has evolved to a point
at Stanford University
that it can sustain. Difficulties, shall we say, up to about 20 miles an hour. So if you run at the fast and you fall down, I mean, if you run into a wall, that's something, but a normal kind of accident, 20 miles an hour,
in the winter,
Sometimes.
You're probably okay.
A layer of ice.
But
water
beyond that, the body is just not...
It reminds me of a...
Design, if you'll pardon the expression.
I found that fascinating, and I would touch it and sometimes show it at Root College, which was both...
To deal with...
Poetry and sculpture.
What can happen.
In 1950, what they thought they were
my
doing
parents apparently, in trying
on
to save
the wall,
their marriage...
I
find that a fascinating
shovel,
fact.
Snow shovel. A very
decided with another
shovel.
Family to drive to... and it makes me more aware of my choice to stay with the...
It took about 10 years.
Within the range that the body has arrived at to this point.
One time I took a detour, my father...
I'm wondering what will happen to dancing when we have a lot of...
Maybe driving on an even worse...
When all our parts have been exchanged for mechanical ones.
Isn't that amazing? And we arrived late at night and there was a little cab to hunt. I had my idea, just a wooden thing to sleep on.
When making steps, everything's always happening, even though you're not aware of it. You always have tempo, you always have rhythm, you always have shape, so on.
The next morning,
the basic elements are there, even if you're not paying attention. At some point, I realized that I'd never paid conscious attention or close attention to tempo. I mean, you know, I have different tempi in my work, but what about that? What if I really put my mind on it?
Song.
And I did. And I found that starting with something fast and then slowing it down instead of just later doing something slower was quite a different element in my work that I almost didn't like it because it seemed more meaningful, you know, like
left me mad from
work. You can tell me what that means later, but I wasn't sure what it meant, but it did seem more meaningful. My mother liked music.
Made way for tears.
When she died, my sister said, who was a dancer also, I want to do a dance for her. And I said, I'm going to write something. I read somewhere.
I was riding an elevator with Mimi.
Mornings, I was living mornings, on Elizabeth Street in Manhattan
body,
in 1968 in a 5-hall walk-up. When it an opportunity arose for me to move into a loft.
Difficulties.
At the time, I was dancing with Miss Cunningham and other dance activities.
So if you run,
so I didn't really have to have my own space. To move around, I was going.
If you were in
the
wall,
every day.
That's something.
But it was very attractive, and might have been
kind of
some kind of
20 miles an hour in the winter.
Suggestion about what my future might be. But beyond that,
the
body is just not.
It reminds me.
But I was very indecisive. It was quite a commitment, financial and otherwise. Even though I must say, compared to now, it was nothing.
To deal with poetry and.
I was hemming and hawing.
1950.
And then I had a dream.
Trying to save their marriage.
I find that a fascinating fact.
Snow shovel. I'm very excited with another family to drive to.
And it makes me more aware. I dreamt of the loft itself. I was in the loft, so to speak, in my dream.
Within
and the back wall, which looks into a disgusting chimney, and on the backs of some other buildings that face on the farther street,
detour
was not there.
I'm wondering what will happen.
The wall was absent. We have a lot of.
Driving on even worse
all our parts instead of those buildings and that
ones.
Chimney
and we arrived late at night
the rest of New York's look was an African savannah.
When making
steps,
everything's always happening, even though you're not aware of it.
You always have tempo,
animals.
You always have rhythm, you always have shape. So on.
The next morning,
I took
the
loft.
Basic elements are there, even if you're not paying attention.
At some point, I realized that I'd never paid conscious attention or close attention.
After I'd been there a few years,
you know, I have
different
tempi in my
left the Cunningham Company.
What about that? What if I really put my mind on it? And I did. And I found
I bought
that
300,
starting with something fast.
and then slowing it down.
Arrange them in the space, post and lintel-like, so one up, one across, one down, one up, one across, one down. Two layers of that, so it went up 9 feet altogether.
Meaningful, you know,
if you're not familiar with pallets, those are those things that the forklifts use. They're boards with spaces between them.
But it did, I wasn't sure what it
I left a little pathway that went in and around and in and around so you could walk down the pathway to the Broadway windows. I call this piece 101.
My mother liked music.
101. And I lay atop this contraption in red, white, and blue 4 hours a day for 7 weeks.
When she died, my sister said, who was a dancer?
And maybe what I was doing was trying to...
And I said, I'm going to write something.
Purge Mr. Cunningham's influence.
I read somewhere.
I'm riding an elevator with Mimi
Mornings.
I was
living on Elizabeth Street in Manhattan. In 1968, in a five-floor walk-up, when
Bruce,
an opportunity arose for me to move into a loft.
Difficulties.
So the time I was dancing to about with Bruce Cunningham and other
Chris.
Dance activities.
So if you run,
so I didn't really have to have my own space to move around.
Dimitra.
I was going if you were into a wall every day, but it was very attractive, and it might have been some kind of
20 miles an hour.
Ethan,
suggestion about what my future might be. But beyond that, body is just not
frank.
But I was very indecisive. It was quite a commitment, financial and otherwise.
Even though I must say, Graziella.
To deal with poetry and
I was hemming and hawing, Herbert, and then I had a dream.
I find that a fascinating fact. And it makes me more aware
I dreamt
of my
the loft itself.
Ian.
Me. I was in the loft, so to speak, in my dream.
Within
and
the
back wall, which looks into a disgusting chimney, and on the backs of some other buildings that face on the farther street,
James
is not there.
Wondering what will happen to
dancing.
Was
absent.
We have a lot of
Catherine with a K.
Instead of those buildings and that chimney and the rest of New York's look,
was an African
Lissy.
Savannah.
When making steps. Everything's always happening, even though you're not aware of it.
You always have
flow, you always have rhythm, you always have shape, so on.
I took
the
loft.
The basic elements are there, even if you're not paying attention.
Nancy.
At some point I realized that I'd never paid conscious attention or close attention.
After I'd been there
a few years,
I have different
tempi
left the Cunningham Company.
What about that? What if I really put my mind on it? And I did. And I found
I bought 300
starting with something
pallets.
Fast and then slowing it down.
And arranged them in the space, post and lintel-like, so one up, one across,
Peter.
One down, one up, one across, one down. Two layers of that, so it went up 9 feet altogether.
Meaningful.
If you're not familiar with pallets, those are those things that the forklifts use. They're boards with spaces between them.
But it did, I wasn't sure what it
I left
had,
a little pathway that went in and around.
What's the name of that character in that gay novel?
Down the queue, the Broadway windows.
This piece 101.
My mother liked music.
101.
Robert.
And I lay atop this contraption in
Susan.
Red, white, and blue 4 hours a day for 7 weeks.
She died. My sister
Timothy.
Said, who was a dancer.
And
maybe what I was doing
do
was trying to...
And I said, I'm going to write something.
Purge Mr. Cunningham's influence.
I read somewhere.
While I was in the Cunningham Company, Merce and John decided to make a piece to Eric Satie's
Socrates.
Bruce,
an opportunity arose for me to move into a loft.
Difficulties.
Untypically, Merce was running back and forth from a notebook before he showed steps. And he was,
so I didn't really
he was always precise about rhythm, but this time he was counting measure lengths in a slightly more specific way. We all wondered what was going on.
Ethan,
we didn't know what the project was. He wasn't revealing the music at all to us.
Frank.
But I was very indecisive. It was quite a commitment, financial and otherwise.
About 2 weeks before the opening,
I must say,
found out they were not able to get the rights to the music. John said, Herbert, that's no problem. And he sat down and he wrote a piece for piano using the rhythm of the Socrat. And he determined the intervals between the notes by chance.
And the back wall, which looks into a disgusting chimney and on the backs of some other buildings.
There was one point in the 25 or 30 minute piece where he hit two notes together. That was really exciting.
Instead of those buildings,
we heard this piece only right, maybe the one rehearsal before the opening.
Look.
And I remember feeling that I was going to go crazy listening to this piece of music. Because we had to listen for once. We didn't have to listen usually because the music wasn't related to the dance rhythmically, but in this case it was. And I actually could say I hated the music.
I took the loft.
Partly because of my obligation toward it, but also just
at some point I realized
it had no predictable rhythm or harmony or anything.
I've been there a few years,
but we performed the piece many
times. What about that? What if I really put my mind?
And by the end, I loved it.
And I did.
I think that is significant.
I bought 300, starting with something fast, and then slowing it down.
It's true that I knew Merce and John those years, 1968 to 1973.
Went up and across, went down.
I didn't really have good chemistry with John. Not bad, but we never really connected. My connection was very, very strong with Merce and almost completely nonverbal.
I left a little pathway in and around.
What's the name? I once tried to tell John a joke and didn't come off too well. If you played chess, you had a way to be with him because he liked to play chess. And some other dancers did that.
Robert.
And I lay atop this contraption.
Who knows what was going on there? They were not forthcoming.
Timothy.
I was wondering if John was jealous of Merce's dancers because, in case you don't know, choreographers fall in love with their dancers inevitably, even if just platonically, but it's very, very strong kind of connection. My father was an obstetrician, gynecologist, and a cowboy. And I really think he preferred the latter. And as I said, we had horses, and we went riding a lot, and I learned to rope and to run the cows. You know, I did all the stuff, and I loved it. I was into it. It was a way to connect with my father, and that wasn't so easy. He was counting measure lengths in a slightly more specific way.
We all wondered what was
going on. In my recent dance, we didn't know what the project was. Suddenly, I wanted to go back to that moment.
But I was very decisive. It was quite a commitment financially.
About 2 weeks before, one of my dancers
found out they were not able to get the rights to the music.
Be on a wheel that allowed me to hold a rope, and so he could turn. He went around the space several times doing steps, and I could hold this rope, and he could turn, and the wheel that his friend invented managed to not have the rope get tangled. It just stayed there so I could hold it. So I'm standing in the middle of the space in a costume that Mimi Gross made that would astound you. And occasionally, the length of the other rope is just longer than the width. And occasionally, I tried to whip him, but he's
only
right.
Maybe the one rehearsal before the opening. And I remember feeling that I was going to go crazy.
There we go.
Because we had to listen for once. We didn't have to listen to music because the music wasn't related to the dance rhythmically, but in this case it was
like that. My father
and I actually could say
called me once. But my parents did get divorced, to finish that story. I was going to Princeton, and he was never much a part of my life then.
We performed the piece many times.
But he suddenly called and said, "I'm nearby, shall I come to visit?" I had just started dancing. What could be more embarrassing? In the local ballet society,
no
dancing at
John's
years,
1968 to 1973.
And I said, "Well, I'm going to be performing I didn't come on if you want.
Not bad,
so the poor man had to sit in the audience really and watch his son, whom I'm sure he thought was becoming gay, which was the worst thing that probably happened to him, perhaps, wearing white tights and a blousy thing, dancing Benno in Swan Lake. I don't know if you know the role,
if you play chess,
you stand up stage, and the pas de deux is going on, and some prince lets her go, and Benno runs up and catches her and puts her back. The three times you get to do that.
Who knows what was going on there? They were not forthcoming.
So, after the show, we walked up one of Princeton's famous streets, Alexander Street, and my father was not saying anything.
Even if
just said, okay, I got to do all the work here. Okay.
It's very, very strong.
And I said, well, what did you think? And he said, well, I understand why the women do it.
My father...
Be quiet.
My father was an obstetrician, gynecologist.
Some years ago, a woman asked me if I would write something.
I really think
Lena Alexander for a publication that she was involved in.
And as I said, we had horses and we went.
And she didn't really give me a subject, but I really wanted to write, so I said, okay.
Run the cows.
You know, I did all the stuff.
I loved it. I was into it.
So my idea was, okay, I'm going to write a paragraph every day. It's going to have no punctuation. It's always going to begin, I'm dancing or something like that. Something about that I'm in the act of dancing. And I'm going to write at least 13 lines.
And so I did that. One of my dancers.
And here's a little example of what it's like.
It allowed me to hold a rope, and so he could turn.
I'm dancing. I'm inside it. It's as they say, like giving your own will up to who knows what. Free from selfish, self-made plans. So petty, so arbitrary, aren't they? I create what I see on the street. I watch out, stay inside, walk, don't walk, enough not to get hit. Plus cue off others for less formal limits. Shall I jaywalk here? Do cabs press hard there? Yes, they turn threateningly into my crosswalking. But this grid to go by, only background, not the high-tech, big town, home city, night-lit, multifaceted treasure we eyeballers came for. I want sights. I organize my personal visual pleasure. See facade, look sky, this girl, that guy. I make my vision up. I choose. I look. I'm not inside the sights. I'm part, but apart. I trip, discover I'm riled. Someone bumps me. I better smile, better master guile. Not leap vile. Not in New York City. It kills style. Just know well when and where to be tough enough. I eat with my eyes. Myriad surfaces tantalize. I don't feel my feet. Lose the beat. Turn left. Take a breath. Avoid the fight. No, I'm right. I two-step. Go on feasting.
I had just started dancing. What could be more embarrassing? In the local ballet society.
I remember in school that I enjoyed writing the first paragraph of any paper that I was assigned.
Come on if you want.
But not much after that.
So the poor man had to sit in the audience and watch his son, whom I'm sure he thought was becoming gay, which was the worst thing about the habit of perhaps, wearing white tights.
Each paragraph like that in the text, dancing is followed by another voice which responds, saying things like, so you like being on the street in New York or you don't like? And what is it about dancing and or not dancing? And so it's not really sassy, but it is quite alternative.
So
I did record this, and I, after the show, spoke this voice and had a woman
famous speech,
whose name is S again, speak the other.
Father was not saying anything. Even if just said, okay, I got to do all the work here. Okay. It's very, very strong.
And I said, well, what did you think?
It's difficult because I didn't punctuate.
And said, and when I had, we did a reading one of it once, I had two other people helping me, and they couldn't get it right.
My father.
Be quiet.
My father was an obstetrician.
While I was in the company,
made a piece called Signals. Asked me if I would write something.
I really think he Lena Alexander for a publication. And he said, usually he didn't say anything, but he did say he was going to make a solo for one of the men in the company named Mel Wong.
Run the cows.
But he never made it.
I loved it.
And the piece
So my idea was, okay, I
became part of the repertoire, and there was never ever this solo.
Every day.
After I left the company,
no punctuation. It's always going to begin.
I decided
dancing or something like that.
And something that seems embarrassing
active
looking back on it, but I decided to make a solo called Solo for Signals. Take that, Merce, kind of thing, you know. And I actually performed it at his studio.
And
I decided to use Chance Operations because that was an interesting idea to me. That he and John had come across.
I'm dancing. I'm inside him. It's as they say.
And I made very few moves. I just had arm up, arm down, a few arm positions, and a few head positions, and a few leg moves.
I create
really, really very few.
In short, I watch out, stay inside, walk, don't walk, enough, not to get
hit. And then I made a score, or chance operations, saying which arm should go which, where, and when.
Yes, so he turned threateningly into my crosswalking.
And I couldn't learn it.
To go by, only background, not the high-tech. Big town, home city, night lit,
and I did perform it, but I think I cheated all the time.
I
couldn't remember this.
I organized my personal visual pleasure.
And I later,
I make my vision up. I
somewhere.
I look. I'm not inside the sights. I'm part. But I'm part.
Same problem.
I trip. Discover I'm riled.
When
someone bumps chance, I better smile. Better master guile. Not leak bile. Not in New York City. It kills style. Just know well when and where to be tough enough. I eat with my eyes. Myriad surfaces analyzed. I don't feel my feet. Lose the beat. Turn left. Take a breath. Avoid the fight. Know I'm right. I two-step. Go on.
I didn't like improvisation, Merce and John. Well,
I just started dancing.
I think that's fair.
What could be more embarrassing?
John could talk at length about anything, interestingly. Merce usually had one line
to encapsulate all of any information I was assigned.
And his line about
not much after this.
Improvisation was
the audience,
that it leads
the
to too much repetition. And you have to understand that in the context
that
Merce
like
loved
that,
variety
text,
in his entire career.
Followed by another voice which responds, saying things like,
and new organizations of movement.
So you like being on the street in New York, or you don't like
it?
What is it about dancing and not dancing?
He always reworked
really sassy, but it is.
You could see that it came up, and he said, "Oh, there's that thing again." Well, I'll do this with it this time.
I did record this, and I,
unlike Graham, who spoke
the
this bothered me a lot when I first saw her, since I had the same tendency
again,
variety, who would do the same fall in one Greek myth and then in another. I said, "Well, how can it be the different Greek myth if she's doing the same fall?"
It's difficult because I didn't punctuate
a different character.
When I had, we did a reading one of it once. I had two other people helping me, and they couldn't get it right. It was very,
but unlike the